This is Chris Grabowski. I'd like to talk to you today about the Simon 3 security system. The Simon 3 is a security system that is wireless. All the door contacts and window contacts and all the sensors are wireless. One main advantage to the Simon 3 is it talks. Now, you may say there's a lot of security systems out there that talk. Well, that was my concern when I first got interested to the Simon line of products. When I bought mine, I bought it online, and it said it spoke, you know, so that one could do the programming themselves or whatever. So I called the guy that I bought it from, and I was talking to him, and I says, will this do what I want it to do? You know how when somebody says, a sighted person says a talking electronic, it means it says like 5 words and that's it. Well, he told me, which really shocked me, he said there was no screen on the Simon, so everything in the Simon has to be spoken. The Simon on the wall, there are 4 rows of buttons. The first line of buttons, it will arm the doors, and the second one will arm the windows. The third one is a disarm button, and the fourth one is your status button. So if you press the status button, you will get
time is 5:02 p.m.
Okay, if any doors were opened, it would tell you right then if any doors were opened. If you come home and the system has alarmed, it will tell you what alarmed, and each sensor that was tripped. The last row of buttons, there's actually a 3 buttons. One's fire, one's police, and one's auxiliary. This is on the panel itself. The numeric keypad on the Simon, there actually isn't one. The Simon panel itself is to type in your code. If your code was 1, 2, 3, 4, 1 and 2 are on the same button, 3 and 4 are on the next button, 5 and 6 are on the next button, etc. So if your code was 1, 2, 3, 4, you'd type in, or you'd press the 1 key, 1, 2 key twice, and then the 3, 4 key twice, and that would disarm your alarm. Also, what Simon has is, which I think is pretty cool, is an actual keypad that you can add to the system. Of course, everything is wireless, so you can add it to the system. And this has a full-fledged keypad. So you type in, if your code's 1, 2, 3, 4, you type in 1, 2, 3, 4, and it would disarm the system. So you can, from anywhere in the house, through closed doors, it's called a two-way touch-talk keypad. And basically, it will
system disarmed.
Give you the status. If you hit the disarm or the status button, it tells you the system is disarmed. If you can arm and disarm, you can turn on lights. If you have X10 appliances connected to your home, you can turn them on or off. And the Simon will tell you if it's on or off. I used to use the X10, but I found it pretty unreliable in my house for whatever reason. Half the time the lights would go on, the other half the time it wouldn't. So I found the X10 very unreliable. It's not due to the fault of the Simon. I think it was due to the fault of the wiring of the house. Now let's see what happens when I arm the system.
Doors and windows on. Motions on.
So now if you can hear it, the system is arming itself. And it will go through a 30-second, or however much you program into the system. But right now I'm going to disarm it, so I'm going to hit the disarm button.
Please enter your access code. System disarmed.
And it told me system was disarmed. And this is all through the little wireless keypad. I'm actually nowhere near the Simon panel itself. I have a couple of these keypads, one on each door. And there's 2 upstairs so that from any bedroom you can arm and disarm the system. The two by the doors are mounted on the door, you know, by the doors. The Simon panel is actually nowhere near either door. So I would suggest the two-way TouchTalk talking keypad. That way you have full access to your numeric-style keypad like you're used to, so you don't have to worry about, you know, sharing the code on two keys. It kind of doesn't make sense, but that's how they've done it. But at least they give you the option of the two-way TouchTalk. You could probably, weather permitting, you could mount a two-way TouchTalk outside of your house and even control the system that way. They're not really weatherproof, but if you have it in like a screened-in porch or whatever, or a, you know, you could do it that way. The Simon also will chime when you open the door, so it'll tell you if your front door is open, if your back door is opened, and we can do that now by opening the front door.
Sensor 1, front door open.
So it gave us that chime to let us know that the door is opened. If we press the status button again.
Time is 5:08 p.m. Sensor 1, front door open.
Okay, and it told us sensor 1, front door open. So now what I'm actually going to do is I'm actually going to arm the alarm on no entry delay so that we can show you how this works.
Doors and windows on. Doors and windows on. No entry delay.
So now the alarm is almost ready to be armed or alarmed. So what we're going to do is open the front door, and it is going to alarm.
System disarmed.
And I just disarmed the alarm. I paused it because the alarm company called and wanted to make sure everything was okay. The Simon, of course, is monitored by an alarm company. So what I'm going to do now is press the status button, and we'll see what happens.
Time is 5:11 p.m. Sensor 1, front door, alarm.
So it told us sensor 1, front door, was alarmed. Now if I press the disarm button.
System disarmed.
And then press the status button again.
Time is 5:11 p.m.
It's cleared. So now what I'm going to do is flip the panel down to get into the programming. There's a little latch on the top. You flip that down.
Numbered keys to enter ID.
So you enter in your ID.
Use numbered keys to enter ID. Please select from start menu.
Okay, so now if I wanted to review some of the things that I had, I would press
select from main menu. Sensor 1, front door. Press sensor again for next name or done to delete.
So we can actually delete our sensors if we wanted to, but we don't want to.
Canceled.
So what we'll do is
select from main menu. Option 1. Press again for next option or done to select. Option 2. Press again for next option or done to select.
So we can actually change all of our options as well. So we can get a list of our options.
Option 1 is on, option 2 is on, option 3 is off, option 4, phone number 1-800-528-3989, option 5 is off, option 6 is off, option 7 is canceled.
Okay, so you get an idea of what you can do with this this device. It's very speech friendly. Again, anything that you can do with this device, you can do by yourself. You can change your passwords. You can change your alarm company. You can actually make this, if you're not monitored, this could call a cell phone and have the voice automatically tell you what was going on when you pick up your cell phone. It can page you with numbers to tell you what has alarmed at home if you're also not monitored. It does a very good job with what it does. You can also hear, this is also what you can get a list of.
Sensor 1, front door, group 10, programmed. Sensor 2, back door, group 10, programmed, sensor 3, living room, motion, group 20, programmed, sensor 4, office, motion, group 20, programmed, sensor 5, upstairs, smoke, group 26, programmed, canceled.
You can change the clock for daylight savings time, because obviously it has a clock in it. You can add your X10 devices. Again, I don't use that feature anymore, but you can do that. If you have X10 devices hooked up and your alarm goes, say you have lights, like lamp modules or whatever hooked up, you will they will flash when the alarm goes off. So the lights will flash and then they will turn on or turn off after 5 minutes after the alarm was stopped alarming. If you would like more information about the ITI, you can visit www.itii.com. If you'd like more if you'd like to email me about the Simon or anything else that I've demoed, you can email chrisg@buffalo.edu.